and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
It was a promise coming down that dusty road.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a sample of the Redemption Trio that we'll have in concert on June the 30th. We'll be celebrating Independence Day a few days before Independence Day, but we'd love to have you. The services start at 10 o'clock that morning. We'll have a wonderful time together celebrating the Independence Day. We'll have a pulpit message. We will have the Redemption Trio in concert. Immediately following the services, we'll have a barbecue lunch, and we're looking forward to having you join us. That's at 10 o'clock on June the 30th. You're invited to come as our special guest, and we're looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. What is Pride Month? Should we call it Pride Month, the immoral, unholy, ungodly month? Should we, as Christians, conservatives, as patriots, as moralists, as those that stand on morals and ethics and values, should we embrace it? Should we celebrate it? And yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, across America today, we're being inundated with it. Just about all, if not all, of the big box stores, the major corporate entities, are now celebrating Pride Month. We'll talk about it in just a moment. Walmart, Kohl's, et cetera, all of the department stores, just about every place that you turn to, every place that you'd go to shop, they're now promulgating, pushing the sodomite lifestyle. Today, the military is eating up with it. Just before the news break, I read the headlines. Let me read the headlines again and speak about it briefly, and then we'll take our next caller. Headline says, Navy SEALs under fire for promoting Pride Month. The nation's most elite fighting force has gone gay, according to the Fox News. The Navy SEALs marked the start of Gay Pride Month by posting a rainbow-colored graphic. The message read, dignity, service, respect, equality, and pride. Critics said it was a slap in the face of every special warfare operator who's ever put their lives on the line for our nation. One of the greatest concerns among veterans and active duty service members is the wokeness that has infected nearly every branch of service. Instead of raising up fierce defenders of freedom, the woke Pentagon is now raising up an army of social justice warriors. Our enemies are laughing at us. this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is Pride Month. What should Christians do? How should we respond? What ought to be our response to what we see taking place in this realm? I pray that you're tuned in. I pray that you're listening. Love to hear from you. What is your position on it? What do you say? Do you embrace it? Do you celebrate it? Do you believe that it should be celebrated? Do you believe that as Christians we should be silent or stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen? I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your time and attention on this topic at this time of year. So it's much appreciated. I just couldn't help but to call in and make a quick statement, and then I'll let you continue on. But, you wanted to hear our thoughts. Well, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I think it was yesterday, and I noticed that the Channel 4 News, News for Jacksonville News, had posted on their Facebook page. They were bragging about their two of their female anchors or news reporters that was going to be leading the Pride Parade Festival in Fernandina Beach. I think it's this Saturday. And so I had commented on that. And if you're asking my opinion and you know, what do we celebrate or how do we feel about it? And I will use, let me put out my warning. I will use the strongest, most blunt possible terms that I can on radio. Okay, you know, I won't say anything too vulgar, but it's bad enough. So I do not celebrate. It's not something to celebrate when you have people that are, as you already mentioned it earlier in this broadcast, that you are either potentially demon possessed or oppressed. Okay, but very, very much demon oppressed. Okay, you are either mentally ill or emotionally ill, and sodomizing yourself with the same sex. That's not something I celebrate, okay? So to put it in the blunt terms, I don't celebrate a mentally and emotionally ill person that is so sick that two men are performing anal or oral sex on each other. That's as blunt as I can say it on the radio. And I want to say this. Have you ever noticed, I know this, on all of the advertisements for the LGBT groups, when you know, you follow Jasmine, or I've went out and organized prayer demonstrations at Pride events before when we had them. One was at the Mosh a couple years ago when we stopped the drag queen story hour at the library. They had a thing over at the Mosh Museum downtown. And so I had several dozen Christians show up that day I think it was a Saturday. And, you know, we did a prayer service and held up signs, you know, of repentance and the love of Christ and stuff like that. And, you know, at that event out at the Mosh, you know what they had parked out in the parking lot? A big giant bus that says free HIV testing. Isn't it interesting that everywhere they go, they have to always offer the HIV testing? Why? Because it's a horribly, horribly dangerous to your health to sodomize one another. And I know we know these things. So that's my two cents I just wanted to put in. I don't celebrate that. I think it's a horribly sad thing. And as you said, many of them are turned over to a reprobate mind. Some of them can be delivered, and others are that God has completely turned over, and it's just a really sad thing. So that's my two cents on Pride.
Raymond, you're exactly right. And what I have said is, as Christians, and even let's just say that this person that is not a Christian, but he's a moralist, he believes in morals and ethics and values. Some listening today may be in that category. I believe we need to recognize that God calls it sin, and if it is sin, according to the Word of God, it ought not to be celebrated. We ought not to celebrate. We ought not to embrace. We ought not to recognize. We ought not to stand with, but stand totally against and confront the sin. In fact, God is so much against the sodomite lifestyle. According to Genesis chapter 19, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and all the plains, that is all the little small towns and communities about that area. He wiped them out. Genesis chapter 19, verse 25, 26, 27 in particular. because according to Genesis 19, all of the men from the oldest to the youngest male in the city stood at Lot's door demanding that he send out the two men that had entered into the house to have sex with them. That was the condition in the days of Genesis chapter 19. And as a result of that, it should be a lesson to us. And when I say to us, Raymond, I'm talking about all of our listeners, mm-hmm. should be a lesson that if God hates it that much, we need to turn our backs on it and say, no, no, no. And may I say, and Raymond, some disagree with this, and that's their prerogative. I believe in boycott. I believe that if we have an organization, that's a company, a store, a business that is marketing the sodomite lifestyle, commending and celebrating June as being sodomite month, they call it Pride Month, I believe we need to say no to spending one dime with them. We've not spent, my family has not spent a nickel with Targets for many, many, many years because of the stand that they've taken. Today, I've got an article that talks about, here's an article, Walmart goes all out for Pride Month during Memorial Day weekend while most businesses were recognizing the ultimate sacrifice by those who gave their lives for our freedom. Walmart took the occasion to promote and to celebrate an early start of Pride Month. This past Saturday, Walmart presented two homosexuals named Jesus and Sergio, marketing the company's latest line of LGBTQ clothing. Walmart's webpage is carrying roto ads, one of which promotes gay pride. And if you search the word pride on walmart.com, you'll get more than 1,000 items, including one T-shirt that tells you some people are gay. Get over it. On an Instagram page, Walmart used the social media platform a full week ahead of Pride Month to let you know that Walmart is not just a slogan. Hashtag Pride always is a reminder to lead with love. It appears that Walmart will be pushing Pride Month with their inventory online and in-store LGBTQ sodomite displays. By the way, this article reads, there wasn't a single peep from Walmart's Facebook on Instagram about Memorial Day throughout the Memorial Day weekend. That shows how perverted we've become as a nation when the nation's largest big box store now has sold out. And think of how many people go in and spend God's money in their pockets. There's some items that perhaps you must go there because the economic strata of it. Perhaps you must go there because that's the only place in your community. But if at all possible, I say to every Christian conservative and moralist, stop spending your dollars with the store. By the way, Raymond, I find it fascinating that Bud Dummer, they called it Bud Light, Bud Dummer found out very quickly the attitude of those that are beer drinkers, and I condemn that too also, but the beer drinkers decided we're just not going to buy the Bud Dummer if the Bud Dummer is going to promote it with a transsexual promoting their product. I think Christians need to take that stand. Conservatives, moralists, ethicists, we need to take that stand. So, Raymond, exactly right. And when it comes down to what's happening here in the city of Jacksonville with the legislation our city council trying to pass, 2024-334, which will modify the HRO, the Human Reprobate Ordinance, and they now are saying, according to some of those that I have talked with, that they've talked with the legal department for the city of Jacksonville. They've talked with them, and they say no, that the Christians and conservatives will not be prosecuted or persecuted under that bill. That's an absolute affront to any sane person, because if that goes into effect, then if we speak against the sodomites, if we say anything from the pulpit message, we can be prosecuted, persecuted, imprisoned, and fined for doing so. And so I say to every listener, Raymond, that we must call every city council member, and not just being a rough shod fashion, very pointed, very poignant, very personal, but very clear that, son, dear lady, city council person, if you vote for approval of that sodomite increased sodomite lifestyle bill, we will vote you out of office. That needs to be the message to every city councilman in our city. So, Raymond, keep on keeping on. And it's as I say.
If I may, I do want to say one more thing, if I got time, just quick. You know, as you were talking about all that, I when I went in over the weekend, you know, to my local Winn-Dixie store, I made sure I looked around real good, searched up and down to make sure there was no pride display in there. And if there was, I was going to turn around and leave But I was going to tell the manager why I was leaving before I left.
Yes.
There wasn't any in my local Winn-Dixie store. But I was going to say, you know, I thought about, there is a Christian ministry that helps, like recovering addicts for, you know, a drug or alcohol abuse. It's called Celebrate Recovery. Okay. We celebrate recovery. You know, it's a ministry. But, you know, we talk about pride. Do we say celebrate divorce? Do we say celebrate autism? Do we celebrate dementia and mental illness? Is it something to celebrate when you have a mentally ill person? So, and let's not remember that only by the complete harassment, pure criminal harassment of the LGBT people against the what was it? How do you say it? The American Psychological or the AMA Medical Association. Back, I can't remember. I think it was in the 70s, maybe in the 80s.
American Psychiatric Association.
That's right. They literally had so much violence against the board members. They pushed them to remove sodomy as a, you know, homosexuality as a mental illness. So let's just call it for what it is. So everybody that says celebrate Pride Month, you're talking about celebrating a horribly unhealthy mental illness, and it's just really sad. So I would recommend using that language for your listeners. But
absolutely.
Thank you for taking my call today.
Thank you, Raymond. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. It said, Federal Feds Fund Film Festival with Queer X-Rated Cinema About 20 Steaming Gay Bathhouses. Taxpayers will be on the hook for the LGBTQ Film Festival in San Francisco that will screen films spanning a broad range of sexually explicit topics, including pornography, federal funds, and federal records are showing. The National Endowment for the Arts, NEA, made a grant to the nonprofit Frameline, to help pay its annual San Francisco LGBTQ International Film Festival for the month of June, according to the records. Films shown at the festival will include and touch on gay sex, prostitution, pornography, drag queens, transgenderism, abortion, according to the event's website. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a stench in the nostrils of God. That's inviting God's judgment on any city that embraces it, any group of leaders that embrace it. And I just can't imagine that we have fallen that far in America and American society and the morals and the cultural relationship that America was once founded on God's word, morals, ethics, and values. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for bringing this issue to the community. I would like to comment on the lawyers that say that we cannot be hated against if they pass this bill. You mean the lawyers say that we cannot, just like you cannot charge and convict a former president for doing his bookkeeping. Like, okay, that should make us feel better that the lawyers say it won't happen?
Yes. Yes, it's the City of Jacksonville General Counsel's Office. I was trying to search for the term just a moment ago. But keep in mind, Lisa, it's the General Counsel's Office that wrote the bill. It was promulgated by six some rhinos and the others are sodomites. It's on the city council. It was promoted by them, endorsed by them, and it was introduced by them. But it was the general counsel's office that wrote the thing. And so certainly they're going to say, no, this is not going to hurt anybody. And I've said many, many times over the past many, many, many years, Lisa, that it's not the legislation that usually has the teeth in it. You can pass the legislation. Once the legislation is passed, then there must be an legislation that the bureaucrats behind the desk that's never been voted on, never been elected, they make the rules and regulations of how it's going to be enforced and what will trigger the enforcement of it. And so therefore the chief general counsel can say, no, it's not going to harm the Christian, it's not going to be suits against the churches and the pastors. That's an absolute lie, a deception, a demonic deception, because once that is passed, and unless Christians speak up in the city of Jacksonville, it will be passed and it will be signed by the liberal new mayor that we have, and as a result of that, we'll have major persecution and prosecution for the Christians if we stand for morals and ethics and values, if we preach and teach the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. So it deserves, Lisa, the attention of everyone listening today. It deserves the attention enough that we will speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. So, Lisa,
and my position is that they withdraw it, not vote on it, but they withdraw it. And when we went to speak a week, almost 2 weeks ago now, because the next speaking on this bill is June 11th at 5 o'clock, when I went to speak last time, I brought screenshots of pictures that God had brought to my attention about the gay pride parade in Brazil in 2017. And this organization clearly says that religious fundamentalists are our enemies, and yes, they will stop at nothing to stop us.
Lisa, you're exactly right. The we're watching now the final goal, the final scene, the final push of the sodomite agenda that's been going on since the late 60s and early 70s. And their final goal is to, quote, break through the wall of rejection found in the churches and Christians. And they're wanting to force churches and Christians to celebrate, embrace the sodomite lifestyle. And unfortunately, Lisa, we find mainline denominations doing that. I've got stacks here on my desk now of articles and issues of mainline denominations bowing and bending and celebrating the sin of sodomy that God's Word condemns and that God's Word says destroyed cities as a result of it, that God's Word says in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. And so I don't see how, I don't understand, I just can't fathom how a Christian denomination can be that dumb, that stupid, or that woke that they're going to embrace and celebrate something that God condemns. Therein lies the problem.
Well, it proves that they are not reading the truth book. Because if they read the truth book, not just the selected pieces, they would absolutely be empowered to take the stand that Jesus Christ commands us to do. We are to stand against evil, and
absolutely,
and what we accept, we teach, is okay.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank you so much. It deserves our prayer, our action. Our voices need to be heard. Thank you so much, and God bless you today. Thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at headline, Things We've Learned About Americans and Moral Values. Norms surrounding behaviors relating to sexual behavior and reproduction have been shifting in the U.S. in recent years, where once normatively taboo, certain behaviors and lifestyle choices are now much more likely to be normal and sanctioned. Associated with these normative shifts have been the increased tendency for Americans to label themselves as social liberals, dethroning the heretofore majority status enjoyed by the label social conservatives. One of the changes that's seen that this article says, one of the things that we've learned about Americans' moral values, number one is the shift toward more liberal attitudes on a number of social and value issues has occurred since the age of spectrum, not just among young people, but generally. Second one is the largest shift in cultural attitudes have been those relating to gay and lesbian issues. I'm sure there are still books being written, and some have already been published, and academic studies conducted examining how and why this truly remarkable shift is cultural normal in society today. Another issue. Despite these shifts in attitudes, 72% of Americans say the state of moral values is getting worse and worse in this country by the day, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you can put it any clearer than that. Our moral standards are in the basement today and getting worse and worse according to the surveys that have been done. I'm looking at a headline, the Biden administration wants American tax dollars to train hundreds of trans activists. the Biden administration wants to train at least 200 trans activists in advocating for the transgender rights in India and other parts of the world. The program ostensibly designed to advance Americans' national interest. President Joe Biden's State Department plans to train at least 200 LGBTQ community leaders, with preference given to the trans and intersex community leaders, delivering specialized legal education and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the article goes about three full pages, and it just is a stench in the nostrils of God. But one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, it's being pushed across the nation with not only the big box stores and companies and corporate entities, but also through the major leagues. I'm looking at the headline, Major Sports Leagues Dump Pride as Biden Fights to Fill the Void. And it talks about the fact the president's over-the-top approach to pride comes as America's five major sports leagues pushed the LGBTQ holiday to the sidelines. Unlike past years, the rainbows that used to color the logos of the NHL, NBA, NFL, and MLS for the months are gone. They have pushed it aside. They realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the purpose for the sports is to present sports and not to present an ideological, immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. And so they have recognized the dollar's bottom line is affected by it. And that's what I've said so often. The only way these companies, corporations, manufacturers, and big box stores will recognize that they need to stop, is by we the people just simply not spending the money there. Looking at the headline, Biden's new Title X, that's the Title IX, rules protect the LGBTQ students but avoid addressing the transgender athletes. And it goes on where, as you know, Joe Biden is by executive privilege. Joe Biden has changed Title IX in the U.S. Department of Education standards, which allows the bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms of the young ladies, the girls in our schools, to be wide open to the trans activists, to the males that want to go in and condemn and or put the young ladies in jeopardy in their locker rooms, shower rooms, bathrooms, and dressing rooms. I'm looking at another headline. Report recommends removal of sexual discrimination at religious schools. It's coming to America, ladies and gentlemen. This article is about Australia. By Australian Law Reform Commission has recommended a section of the Sexual Discrimination Act to be removed from the rights of LGBTQ students plus staff working at religious schools so that they can better be protected. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in Australia, but listen very carefully. If we sit in silence, that will be pushed on the religious schools, the Christian colleges, Christian universities across America. But the problem that I'm finding, ladies and gentlemen, that is so sad and I touched on earlier, is the number of major denominations that's embracing it. I'm looking at a headline. United Methodist Church lifts a 40-year ban on gay clergy and the LGBTQ weddings. Another headline, Episcopal Church unveils the new Pride Shield in celebration of the LGBTQ sodomy lifestyle inclusion. I use the term sodomy. They didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious issue. We need to recognize, what is Pride Month? Pride Month is where there's the celebration of sin that God condemns, and we ought not to celebrate it at all in any fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you once again as we face the issues.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses.